Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. Gravity. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money. Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. African. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Matt. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday. Payday for some folks out there, Friday. Let's get the weekend started. Friday, April the 28th. Can't believe the month of April is almost over. Friday, April the 28th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, got a very powerful show for you today. Everybody likes to talk about money. You know, everybody wants, you know, no matter how much money we make, you know, there's always room for more. And so it's one of those topics that, you know, I don't really talk about that much. But when I do talk about it, I want to talk about it from a perspective that's going to be beneficial. So today we want to look at the science behind this ideal of wealth, or what we call money. So money is a current. It is a currency. So we want to talk about this affirmation. We want to talk about what an affirmation is, why they work, and what's the science behind affirmations. So this is very, very important, because affirmations are those, again, declarations that we make when we talk about declaring and decreeing. So we have to, first of all, understand that when you think about a current or a frequency, we have to establish it, because today we're talking about this statement, that if you have not made it, I highly recommend that you start making this statement that says, money flows into my life easily and effortlessly. You don't have to use the word easily. because effortlessly and easily, pretty much the same thing. But I need you to understand, money flows into my life effortlessly. So if that is true, what is inhibiting the flow of money into your life? So when we talk about this statement, man, this is a dangerous statement. Because what we're saying, if I'm saying that money flows into my life effortlessly, this is the Hidden Science series. That's a part of the Claronomics Temple Building DNA for Success program. So I'm sitting here making this statement that says, money flows into my life effortlessly. So you should disagree with that statement. Because if you don't disagree with that statement, then my next question to you is, if that statement is true, if money flows into your life easily and effortlessly, then you should have an unlimited amount of money. So if you don't have an unlimited amount of money, then you got to answer this question. What is inhibiting the flow of success or the flow of money into my life? If money flows into your life, and it does, effortlessly, and it is, money flows into your life effortlessly. Now, I need to establish the terms of the definitions of the words that are effortlessly flowing out of my mouth. Because the word easily is another, because the word effort, meaning that it takes some doing on your behalf. So I'm saying effortless. So let's establish the term, because that, your words establishes your world. That's why there's no money in your world, because of the terms. So in your world, money is the result of effort. Effort is the definition of the word exertion of physical or mental power. Effort. Effort is exertion, putting forth energy. Effort is ex force. It means to put force into something. That's the word effort. So we have to establish the terms. Effort is force. It's strength or it's power. Effort. It means to sow forth strength. So if I'm doing an effortless, that means I'm not putting forth power. I'm not putting forth strength. So effortlessly, money flows into my life effortless. So effortless means requiring no effort. It means requiring no strength. It means requiring no energy. So if you make that statement, you are causing cognitive dissonance inside of the brain immediately. Your subconscious brain is going to reject that statement, because you have been taught, just like me, you don't work, you don't eat. Anybody listening to the sound of my voice that have not heard that statement? Yeah, I didn't think so. The word effortless means requiring or involving little or no effort. It means easy peasy. Easy. Now, I said the word effortless or the word easily. So the word easily has the word easy. The word easy means not hard. It means not difficult. So money flows into my life easily. Money flows into my life effortlessly. That goes against everything that you've been taught. The word easy comes from the word ease. So dis-ease is without ease. Now, Yahushua came that you may have ease. The word ease means comfortable. It means well off. It means rich. What? Where they do that at, bruh? Where they do that at? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So if you making affirmations are the most dangerous things on earth, and everybody do them. Affirmations is the reason why most people are not successful, because they go to a course and they read a self-help book. Now, for example, let me tell you the top seven wealth affirmations. Top seven. Number one, I welcome all things money can buy. I welcome all things money can buy. All my bills are paid with wonderful ease. That creates cognitive dissonance on an unconscious level because your subconscious brain says, no, they don't, Negro. So every time you say that affirmation, all my bills are paid with wonderful ease. What about number three? This is the top seven. Number three, I am passionate about building wealth. And you at home watching TV, eating popcorn. What about number four? I give thanks that I am now rich, wealthy, and healthy. Your brain says, no, you ain't. You just came back from the doctor. Or in my case, no, you ain't. You just came back from the dentist. What about number five? I have the power to attract wealth. Your brain says, bullshitness. Your ass is broke right now. You're talking about you got the power to attract wealth. Where is it at? Number six. I receive money and wealth in unique ways. Your brain says, no, you don't. You go to the job, and that's the only way you get any money. Number seven, wealth and money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Wealth and money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Wealth and money comes to me easily and effortlessly. That's what we're saying today. I'm telling you right now, I create money, I create wealth, I create health, I create wisdom, and I create great relationships. I create that. I don't need no reverend, no doctor, no bishop, no bank, nobody. I create it out of freaking thin air, homie. Been doing it for 20 years. I'm going to continue to do it. I am increasingly magnetic. Money is drawn to me like a freaking magnet. All the money I need is already waiting for me right now. All I got to do is change my perspective and let go of all of my inhibitors to money. So those seven statements create inhibitors in your brain. The problem is they're unconscious. So what I just said, by you just hearing those seven, those are the seven I am, or those are the seven wealth affirmations, the top seven. Now, there's a plethora of different wealth affirmations. Let's talk about the seven top money. Now, money and wealth is two different things, but they're pretty much the same. So it's like we got money, we got wealth, we got prosperity, we got abundance. They're all different, but they're all four on a metaphysical level are pretty much the same, but they are different. Money, wealth, prosperity, abundance on a metaphysical level are the same. On a causality level, but on the effect level, they manifest differently. Wealth and money manifest differently in your life. Prosperity and abundance manifest differently in your life. Wealth is just simply the feeling that you get from having money. Prosperity is a state of mind. Abundance is a state of living. So money is the physical thing that gives you wealth. Wealth is the mental thing that gives you prosperity, which is, again, peace. Prosperity is the thing that gives you abundance. So those four things go together. So you need money to be wealthy. You need wealth to have prosperity. You need prosperity to have abundance. Now, Yahushua came that you may have life and that you may have life more abundantly. So Yahushua didn't say the other three. He included them automatically because in order to get abundance, you got to have prosperity. In order to have prosperity, you got to have all of the other seven P's that come from wealth. In order to have wealth, you got to have money. So Yahushua already knew that. So he said, I come, sister, that you may have life and that you may have this life more abundant. So abundance is the result of prosperity, wealth, and money. So number one on the money affirmations, I feel rich. Number one. Number two, I love money. Money loves me. Yeah. Wake up every day and say that statement. You will be very uncomfortable. In fact, you're probably really uncomfortable just hearing that statement, right? Doesn't that make you uncomfortable? Why? That little demon that's sitting down there in the seat of your soul, that sucker who told you that you cannot do what I'm telling you, what I've been doing for the last 20 years, I'm going to continue to do. I don't work for a living. Now I've figured out the game. Now I'm getting ready to see. Watch where I'm at the next 30 days from now. Because what is the game? Money flows into my life easily and effortlessly. Money, that violates everything that I've been taught for 50 years. They told me, Negro, go get a job, work hard. You might, after 25, 30 years, get a gold watch and a free parking spot. The company might, if they don't fire your dark behind. That's what they told me. They said to me, Negro, go get a freaking job. Work 30 or 40 or 50 years, then the white man will give you a gold watch, pat you on the back, say, good house, nigga. Exit stage left. That's what they told me. So for me to make a statement that says money flows into my life easily and effortlessly, that violates my core imprint. That created cognitive dissonance in my life. So when I make the statement money flows into my life easily and effortlessly, my brain says, sit down, homie. So I got to ask the next question. What's inhibiting the flow of money easily and effortlessly into my life? There is something that is inhibiting the flow. Now, you should be asking the question, as I've already defined the terms, we've already broke down, so we already know the words. We looked them up in dictionary.com. So now you know that the base bottom line is the word ease. We've already defined the word, so you need to make sure, brother, that you're on board with what I'm saying, because what I'm saying violates your belief system, and at the conclusion of this show, your life is going to suck more than it already do. Because what you do, if you listen to what I'm saying, and you go off this show, and if you kind of believe what I'm saying, your brain will automatically produce the same thing that happened to King Solomon. When King Solomon said, God said, King Solomon, because of you, such a bad dude, man, ask me anything and I will grant it to you. King Solomon says, Father, give me wisdom so I can rule these people. It's a bunch of knuckleheads in my kingdom, and I need to know how to handle them. God said, no problem, homie. Bam, here's a problem. So whatever you ask for, you get the opposite. Booyah. Let me say that again. Somebody write that down. Whatever you ask the universe sends you the opposite. Bam! Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it, bruh. I don't know if you got it, sister. Whatever you ask for, God sends you the opposite because you just violated his principle that says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. You go to the universe and say, universe, I don't have it. The universe says, oh, you don't? Okay, the little you do have, I'm going to take that too. Now you don't have it because you asking for something that you already got. The universe is designed of ease, but we don't got ease. We got dis-ease. We got dissatisfaction. Everybody's been dissed. The word ease means freedom from labor. Freedom from labor, homeboy. Freedom from labor is freedom. It's free. We live in a common life. It's freedom from concern. It's freedom from anxiety. It's quiet state of mind. Anybody got any of that? Yeah, I don't think so. So you're violating the spiritual law. You're violating the principle. If you did not listen to my show last night, if for some medical marvel you did not listen to my show, I don't even know. If you're a part of the Clarinomics, you might just want to check out. I don't even think you should be a part of the Clarinomics team if you did not listen to the show last night. So last night, I told you why you are grieving and you are vexing the Holy Spirit. It ain't nothing to do with no damn religion, this stuff that you've heard all your life. It has the fact that what you are doing right now is violating your scripture, and I'm watching you do it. I cannot be a part of it any longer. So we can't be friends is what I'm telling you, bruh. We can't be friends, what I'm telling you, sis, because you are playing church. I can't hang out with people who ain't playing, who playing. If you're not serious enough to take me, you're disrespecting me, and I refuse to be disrespected. So I already got your money, and you're not getting it back. So if you ain't got the cojones to at least be honest with yourself and allow yourself to be successful and stop inhibiting the flow of success in your own life, I can't watch it no more, man. I cannot sit back and watch you destroy your own life. I've been watching my own self destroy my own life. I ain't doing it no more. I'm getting out of my own way. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, man, you sound a little upset, bro. You sound a little hostile. Now, I'm not talking to nobody individually. I'm not talking to no specific person. I'm talking about the way that the universe has lied to everybody, myself included. Anytime you attach yourself, and let me be crystal clear, the grieving and the vexing of the Holy Spirit is when you attach yourself to something or to someone that is not your purpose, and that prohibits you from doing your purpose. So right now you are attached to something, or you are attached to someone that is not allowing you to oscillate and vibrate in your purpose. That means that you're doing stuff that's not exciting. That you're doing stuff that's not motivating. You're not doing something according to the terms and the definition of what we looked up last night, and I showed it to you in the original text. In the Greek, it means awe-inspiring. So let me ask you the question, my brother. Let me ask you the question, my sister, because you are designed by the universe, and you, the universe only respects other universes, and you ain't acting like one, man. You're not acting like a universe. You ain't acting like God. God only hangs out with other gods. God doesn't hang out with freaking peasants. He's a priest. You are a royal priest. And you're acting like a freaking peasant. When you going to grow up, man? I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to nobody. I'm talking to my freaking self. When you going to grow up, Brother Will? When you going to grow up and start carrying yourself like freaking royalty? You're going to keep walking around freaking acting like some man. Life is freaking easy. Freedom from discomfort, freedom from worry, freedom from anxiety, freedom from difficulty, freedom from labor, freedom from awkwardness, freedom from all of the issues that you're having. Life is designed for you to have comfort, for you to have pleasure. I ain't talking about this worldly shiznit. I'm talking about opportunity. The word ease means opportunity. It means that you, according to, in the Latin, it means the occasion for opportunity. It means to help, to assist, to give ease. The word ease means to relax one's effort. So the Ruach and the Pneuma, the Bible said that his burden is light. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. The word ease means help, to assist. So God sent the Ruach and the Pneuma to help you, to lead you and guide you in all truth, and you are not allowing it because you ain't listening to it. How are you not listening to it? You already got something. Now, what am I saying? You got $5 in your hand, you got your fist closed up, you're hanging on to the $5. I walk up to you and I'm saying, I got $100 for you, bro. All you got to do is open up your fist, let go of that $5, and I'm going to put $100 in your hand. And you say, well, I don't know, bro. I like the comfort of known fives instead of unknown hundreds. What? Yeah, that's what you said, bro. You said, well, Brother Will, I'm not saying that. Yeah, you may not be saying it, but your actions are demonstrating it. So I'm giving you unknown hundreds, but you are settling for known fives. You got a $5 bill that you can see. See, faith is the substance that you of the substance. Faith is the substance of things not seen. So I'm telling you, and I showed you the video, I showed you proof. I showed everybody my PayPal account last night on the show. So I showed you what I've just made over the last 90 days. What I just made $12,000, $13,000. I showed you. Well, I made $45,000 last year. Just in one stream of one stream, I got 21 streams of income. 21. And I showed you my PayPal accounts last night. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. And I'm trying to teach you, and you tell me, Brother Will, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, dog. I got $5 in my hand. I don't want your $100 bill. That's what you're saying. You're vexing and you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Because you're telling God, I don't want what you got, homie. But yet you're asking him and you're still begging and you're still talking to him, but you're telling him, you're saying one thing out your, and nothing out your. So again, a double-minded man can't receive nothing. That's the problem. What is inhibiting the flow of money into your life, brother? What is inhibiting the flow of money into your life, sister? Well, I know what it is. You are attached to something. You are attached to someone that's not your purpose. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. But one day, you're going to be staring 60 in the face like me. One day. Not today, but one day. One day, you're going to be looking on the other side of 60-plus jobs. Not today, but one day. One day. One day, you're going to have 20-plus failed businesses behind you, underneath your belt, one day, not today, one day. One day you're going to be freaking sick and tired of being sick and tired, not today, but one day. One day you're going to wake up and you said, I'd rather freaking die, put my black ass in a freaking box, than to live one more freaking second on this damn planet, being broke, busted, and disgusted. One day, but it's not today. But one day, brother, one day, sister, you're going to wake up. And you're going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And on that day, you're going to freaking declare and decree some things. And you're going to transform your life forever. And that is the day you're going to make this affirmation that says that I have more than enough money. You're going to make this next statement that says, I am willing, ready, and able to receive money. Now, you're going to make this statement, I am a money magnet. I have more than what I need. Money now comes to me from unexpected sources in unexpected ways. My income is growing higher and higher. I am rich because I'm a child of the universe. I live in an abundant universe, therefore I'm in an abundant being. When you think about the fact that it is impossible to be part of, and excuse me for being a little excited, I'm always excited. I'm always wound too freaking tight. I don't apologize for it anymore. I used to, not anymore. Because as we found out last night, when you find purpose, that's what happens to you. You get really excited. Not because of what you got. Not because of no freaking money. Not because of no material stuff. But because of a ruling disposition. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Once you find your purpose, brother, as we talked about last night, something happens inside of your spirit. Your spirit, man, see, this is how I know people are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, as I explained to you last night, and as I pulled it up in blueletterbible.org, and as I freaking played it to you in the webinar, and I put it on the freaking screen for yourself, so that way you can look it up and stop believing these freaking Reverend Dr. Bishops who ain't took the damn time to look it up for them damn selves, but they're going to tell everybody else what's going on. Now, you are too old for that. You are too old to be playing Christianese. Now, you keep playing with God if you want to, you are vexing and grieving the Holy Spirit. That means living a life as a peasant. You ain't a damn peasant, but you're acting like one. And God is getting tired of you acting like a peasant when he's called you to be a priest. He's getting tired. The universe is getting tired. Do you know that the universe is waiting? The universe is freaking tired, bruh. The universe is tired of you acting like a peasant. All of creation is groaning and moaning and is waiting for the sons of God. All of creation is groaning while it is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What the hell are you waiting for? Oh, Brother Will, you know what happened. You don't understand, brother. I had a bad childhood. Man, come on. Y'all almost made me say something. Now, I've met a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people. My childhood sucked. I ain't met nobody's childhood who was worse than mine. I watched this dude that they were locked up in cages. These little kids were locked in cages. They was on Dr. Phil the other day. And they let them out and blah, blah, blah. And I would have settled for that. Hell, they had a cage. I didn't have no cage. We didn't have no electricity, man. We didn't have no running water. We didn't have no indoor plumbing. We didn't have no food. At least they had a cage and some damn food. I would have settled for a cage and a leash and some food. I got beat with a metal pipe. They got struck with a belt every once in a while. I would have taken the belt over the pipe any day. Do you understand? I don't know if y'all understand, man. I don't want to get on my soapbox. Let's read what's going on so that way you can understand. Romans chapter 8, verse 17 says, and if we are children, then we are heirs. Now, I'm a child of the king. I don't know about you. If you're still struggling with that, yeah, another study for another time, bro. I'm a child of the king. I know I just didn't get plopped down on this planet We can argue and debate over how we got here. Your blood type is your God type. We can argue and debate over that. I got something called proof. Everybody I know that has O blood got an extra vertebrae. There's a lady on Facebook just yesterday told me, hey, and I did a deal kidney report. I already know. Went to the doctor. The doctor said that, hey, you posted something on Facebook last night that has 33 vertebrae, and each vertebrae represents a piece of knowledge. Well, I got 34. I said, what's your blood type? She says, oh, no shizness. Then I told her, you read the book already. See, people don't want to know the truth. They just want you to give it to them. They don't want to know it. Who's King Og? Why you got 34 vertebrae? Go ask your doctor. Ask your doctor, where does O negative blood come from? Ask him. My little granddaughter was in the hospital just yesterday in the emergency room. I told my daughter, they was running all of these tests, and they refused to tell my daughter what was going on. So I told my daughter to ask the emergency room doctor. They kept telling her all of this stuff. This is crazy. I told her, ask the doctor, what is your daughter's blood type? You know what they told my daughter? We don't know. Now you're a medical doctor. You got a freaking degree. You mean to tell me you cannot run? You're going to give a child or baby medication and you don't know how her blood is going to react to them? The first thing you do after you take the person's temperature, and I'm not even a doctor, not a medical doctor, and take the person's blood pressure, is you find out what blood type they are. They refuse to tell my daughter, her daughter's blood type. See, I already know what it is. I can tell by her disposition what her blood type is. Because my daughter's blood type is the same. So I told Sade, they're going to do a full body scan. And I told Sade, what's wrong with your daughter is she probably leaking fluid from her tailbone that's getting into her lymph nodes and causing blah, blah, blah. They ran a full-body MRI on a 4-year-old child, and then they refused to give the parents the results. They just released her from the doctor and said, hey, go home. Rushed her out of the hospital. So I told her, before all this happened, I told my daughter it was going to happen. And to this day, they have not told her own daughter's blood type. Y'all think this is a game? And guess how? Now, my wife, when she goes to the doctor, all they want to do is take blood draws. Every time she goes, they tell, oh, can we get another one? Now, she got old blood. They want just another one. They just want their blood. Why? My daughter had to take my little grandbaby. I said, man, get my granddaughter out that hospital now. So my daughter checked her out. Still don't know what happened. Still don't know. She was in the emergency room in the office, 3 days? They ran all types of tests. They don't even know what's wrong with her. My daughter was paralyzed. My little grandbaby, they said she couldn't even walk. She has temporary paralysis, will come and go. And they took her to the medical doctor, and the doctors couldn't tell her what was wrong with her. All they want to do is do more tests and take more blood. Why are all these people coming up missing? Every time there's a black person killed, the first question I ask my wife, while we're watching it on the news, I ask her, I say, babe, I guarantee you on their driver's license, they are organ donors. And we sit there and we watch. And the news reporter says at the end of the news, oh, yeah, and the mother and father was really happy because they were organ donors. What? Every black person that is being killed or dies mysteriously, they're organ donors. Did y'all watch the movie Get Out? Y'all better stop playing. Do you know that your life expectancy, if you're a black man, you might as well be in Vietnam and you walk around playing games? You are vexing and you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Your days, there's a price tag on your head because you're worth more dead than you are alive, and you don't even know why. You're too busy watching, you know, loving hip hop and the basketball wives. You ain't got time. Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares. So I can't care more for you than you care for yourself. I'm sorry, I'm out of that business. I used to do that. I'm not doing that anymore. I did the show. I found out what was wrong with me. I said, Father, something's not right because I am inhibiting the flow of money into my life. The Father said, son, are you ready now? You're tired of doing Romans 8:17? Did I finish that? No, I don't think I finished the scripture. This is what God told me. I don't know what God tells you. I don't know who you talk to. I don't know how your God talks. I don't know what y'all kind of relationship y'all got. But see, me and my God, we're in a personal relationship, homie. See, I ask questions, he give me answers. My God, openly and he honestly, he's concerned and he cares about me. He loves me and he talks to me. He walks with me every day. I ain't got to freaking do no Hail Marys. I ain't got to fast. I ain't got to walk, you know, I ain't got to do all of this bullshit that everybody else do. I ask him a freaking question, he gives me the answer. Why? I'm his son. If my son called me right now and say, Dad, I'm on the side of a road. There's 10 dudes, man. They ain't banging on my car, Dad. They trying to jump me. What y'all think I'm going to do? What the hell you think I'm going to do, man? I'm hanging up this phone, and I'm going to go help my freaking son. And you mean to tell me you the son of the universe, and you got a concern with your light bill, and you don't understand, and you asking your father, and your father ain't going to help you? I'm trying not to get excited, Brother Jasper. You're supposed to be, brother. I try not to preach, Brother Jay. I'm sorry, homie, but you know, you know how I am, brother. You know how I am. I get a little wound up. I get a little excited, brother. So you mean to tell me, now the Bible says if you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more does your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children who ask? So let me make sure you understand why you are inhibiting the flow of money into your life. Because money flows into my life easily and effortlessly, every day, all day, until I did this, what I talked about last night. Now, as I told you, if you are a paying member of the Claronomics Club and you did not listen to last night's show at 7, yeah, bruh, yeah, sis, I don't know. I don't think you're serious. Now, I tried to tell everybody before I took their money. I'm serious. I'm not like those watered-down preachers y'all used to. I'm not going to coddle you. I'm not going to baby you. I ain't going to beg you to be successful. You already a king. I can see it. You already a priest. Why the hell you think I charge $5,000 for my program? Do you honestly think, I could charge probably $100. Why do you think I charge $5,000? To weed out people who freaking play in church. It ain't about the money. Money flows into my life easily and effortlessly. I could tell you everything that's in the program for $10. But it ain't going to do you no good because you are violating universal spiritual law. Brother Will, what law are we violating? Well, brother, you are violating the unforgivable sin, number one. Now, that's why I told you should have watched the show that I did last night. What's the unforgivable sin? The unforgivable sin, as we talked about it, we broke it down, and it was in Mark chapter 3, verse 28. And I read it to you. I looked it up in the freaking Greek, in the Hebrew, and I showed it to you. And in that scripture, it breaks it down, and it says that, again, anytime you vex the Holy Spirit, that means that you do something that doesn't make your toes curl. Anytime, brother, anytime, sister, if you are engaged in any activity that's not a toe-curling activity, meaning that if you ain't doing what I'm doing right now, if you ain't yelling, if you ain't screaming, if you ain't excited, if you're not acting like you had a damn Spurs game. You know, it's interesting how we can go to a football game, your favorite sports activity. Oh, man, we turn over chairs, man. We act a plum fool. No alcohol involved. But then when it comes to our purpose, we get all dignified. And, well, Brother Will, it doesn't take all that, brother. Well, bro, yeah, good luck with that. That's called vexing the Holy Spirit. God is saying anytime you attach yourself to something or someone that is not your purpose, you just violated universal spiritual law, you can't receive nothing. The universe turns its back to you. That's the only reason you're not successful right now. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Now, the definition of the word father, as we looked up, means patar in the Greek. The word patar means a generator. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack, but a generator means the pleroma in the original Aramaic. Now, the word pleroma, I've been saying it for 25 years, and I'm a drop the challenge to you today, bro. I guarantee you, you will not go to Google or your search engine and type in the word pleroma and hit enter. You can't do it. Them demons will not let you. Them demons will not let you go to Google right now and type in the word pleroma That demon will not let you do it. Because if you go to Google and you type in the word pleroma, you're going to see the definition that says this: the spiritual universe, the abode of God, of the totality of the divine powers and the word emanations. It won't let you do that. Them demons will not allow you to understand the fullness of the pleroma, the fullness. It'll give you an emission. That is what you got right now. You got an emission. You got one stream of light, an emission from the Godhead that Christ dwells in. He's a freaking part of it. He ain't all of it. That word is a word that's 26,000 years older than your Bible. That is why them demons will not allow you to investigate it, because it will shatter your belief system. Do you really want to blow your cookies? Anybody listen to my show? Anybody listen to me right now? If you want to be for real, read or just go to Google and type in pyramid text. Anybody that's like, quote unquote, you say, well, Brother Will, man, you know what? I'm for real. You a real G? You a real homie? You down for the cause, bro? Type in the word pyramid text. Hit enter. It's a free book on Google. Pull it up and read it. Them demons will not let you read it. Guaranteed you can't read it. Guaranteed you can't read it. First of all, if you serious, this is for the real OGs out there who say, Brother Will, I'm serious, man. This is serious. I'm serious. I'm ready. I'm tired of being a peasant. I want to be a freaking priest, a royal priest, a holy nation. I want to walk in my calling, because right now, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 17, if I child, then I am an heir. And as an heir, I am an heir of God, and I'm a co-heir with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Verse 18, Romans 8:18. I consider that the present suffering is not comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. Verse 19, Romans 8:19. The creation waits. What waits? What's waiting? Somebody's waiting for you, man. Brother Jasper, somebody's waiting for you. Sister Ellen, somebody's waiting for you. Brother Rome, somebody's waiting for you. Sister Seda, somebody's waiting for you. Brother Daniel, somebody's waiting. Sister Chantal, something is waiting. Something is waiting. Dr. Arlene, something is waiting. What's waiting? Something is waiting, man. We are holding up. Brother Will, something is waiting on you, bruh. It's waiting on you, bruh. All of creation is waiting eagerly for the future date when God will reveal who his children really are. All of creation is eagerly waiting the expectation of the revelation of the sons, bruh, and daughters of God, which you are. But why are they waiting? Why are they waiting on Brother Will? Why is the creation waiting on me to stop acting like a damn peasant and start carrying myself like a freaking priest? Why is creation waiting? For creation was subject to fertility, not by its own will, but because of the one who subjected it in hope. Well, what does that mean, brother? Can you give it to me in plain G? Plain English. Well, in plain English, Romans 8:20 says, against its own will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. What? You mean to tell me God cursed creation? You might want to read Romans 8:20, bruh. I ain't blowing smoke up nobody's butt. So it says, Romans 8:20 in the New Living Translation, against his own will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope. So creation is hoping for something. Romans 8:21, this is what the creation is hoping for. It's hoping that you wake your ass up. Why? Romans 8:21, creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom. That's called money flows into my life easily and effortlessly. Creation is waiting for the day that it don't have to do Because remember, we was cursed. Adam was cursed what? He had to go toil in the soil. Eve was cursed how? She had to give pain through childbirth. Before then, there was no such animal. That's the original design. That's what Claironomics is. Claironomics is the economics of the spirit realm. So I ain't talking about this earthly realm, man. I'm not talking about what they do. I ain't talking about capitalism. I'm not talking about no damn Republican or no Democrat. I'm not talking about no earthly dimensions. I'm talking about universal spiritual law. Yahushua came and he did away with the law. He replaced it with grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. That's why I hang out. So while everybody else is working, money flows into my life easily and effortlessly. Every day, all day. But I was doing something that was inhibiting the flow of success and money into my life. What was I doing? God said, son, number one, you have apathyology. What the is that, God? Look it up. So I looked it up, and I did a two-hour show on apathyology. So let me refresh your memory for all of the Reverend Dr. Bishops out there, all you Cretans, all you Poe Cretans out there that didn't tune into the show. Apathyology means that you care more for something else than you care more for your damn self. Well, brother, what are we supposed to do that? That's bullshitness. That's a Luciferian concept. God said, love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how the hell you gonna love your neighbor? So I'm walking around here. I'm doing stuff for other people. You know, I'm a pole busted creature. But you know what? I go to a restaurant. I can't even speak up for myself and ask for what the hell I ordered. Why? I ain't got no damn self-worth. I don't see no value in myself, so the universe don't see no bad value in me. And all of creation is groaning in the morning because they say, look at this fool. He a son of God, and he walking around like a damn peasant. When is the sons of God going to grow up so that way we can grow up? Creation can't grow till you grow, brother, because you have dominion over the creation. God gave you dominion over five kingdoms in the book of Genesis. He gave you dominion. He gave you that power. And you walking around and you and the freaking plant got power over you. You strung out on a freaking grape called alcohol. Freaking grape running your life. You supposed to be running the grape. Oh, maybe alcohol ain't got you. Maybe it's crack cocaine got you. It's got your nose wide open. Or maybe you like me. You hooked on a sugar cane. Now, sugar cane is a freaking plant. You supposed to be running the cane. The cane ain't supposed to be running you. Or maybe you hooked on the ganja. You spending $500, $600, $700, $800 a week smoking marijuana. Can't stop. We all are hooked on something. So God is saying, come on, man. Y'all have to be liberated from the bondage of decay and return to the freedom of the glory of being one of my children. That's what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 21. 8:21 says, the creation itself will be set free from its bondage of decay, and it will be brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. When? Romans 8:22. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until this present time. So everybody's suffering because we being peasants. We walk around here playing church. We too busy hooping and hollering to actually freaking implement any freaking practical science and any actual results into our lives. Verse 23, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, and we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies. So we're supposed to be being adopted as sons so that way our bodies can be regenerated and redeemed. But we too busy playing church. Verse 24. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. So you got $5 bills in your hand right now that you can see. And I'm trying to tell you to take that $5 bill that you got in your hand that you can see and put a $100 bill in your hand that I'm giving you that you can't see. You say, Brother Will, I'm sorry, dog. I am attached to something that I can see. And that is preventing me from being attached to something that I can't see. Just grieve the Holy Spirit. You ain't got no faith. So I got this. I got affirmations. Now, my affirmations are incantations. I do what is called declaring and decreeing. I call those things that are not as though they were. I act as if. I got images, I got pixels, I got emotions, and I got a vocabulary that calls things that are not as though they were. I don't give a flying banana what the hell quote-unquote reality says. This my life. I write the script. I get my orders from the big G. And me and the big G passed down the story plan, and the big G says that, yeah, you're going to Nineveh. I don't give a flying beep how you get there, but you're going. You just decide which route you're going to take. Okay, I got you. I got it, bro. And I take it from there. I get my orders from the big G. The big G gives me the goal. He said, I don't care how you get there, but you're going. You're going voluntarily or involuntarily, one way. The big G says, oh, you're going back to Egypt and you're going to set my people. Well, I'm a stutterer. I can barely talk. Well, take your brother with you, Aaron. Let him talk for you. Well, they got Pharaoh up there, big G. And Pharaoh, he got these magi. Them suckers can turn sticks into cobras and stuff. I can't mess with them dudes. Then, okay, no problem. I got a stick for you, too. Take the staff. Throw it down. It'll do a little something for you. I don't care what you do, Moses, but you're going to Egypt. So that's called a Diakonia report. Now, Moses' Diakonia report says, you go Egypt. What's your Diakonia report say, homeboy? What's your Diakonia report say? My Diakonia report say, you build God's temples that house the Shekinah glory. That's why we name your ass Willie, which means Bethesiah, which means builder of the temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. So get your ass up and go freaking build some temples. What's your destiny, brother? Get off the sofa, man. Quit watching TV and go do what God has called you to do. Money flows into your life easily and effortlessly when you stop violating your purpose and your calling and your gifting for your life. We have been lied to. Now, I can prove anything that you believe that is wrong. I don't care what your belief system is, I can prove it wrong. Don't believe me? Email me and tell me, Doc, I believe this. Give me about 5 minutes. I'm going to email you back with the proof that shows that what you believe is incorrect. Don't believe me? Try me. Now, as I've said before, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. However, we in the West have brought into something that is inhibiting the flow of money into our life. Because, number one, we believe that money is evil. Now, I told you one text, the pyramid text. Read that, your life will never be the same. Another text, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I don't advise you to read it. If you read that, your life will never be the same. Another text, the Book of Thoth. You read that, your life will never be the same. Guaranteed. Another thing, if you just study John Allegro and the Dead Sea Scrolls. John Allegro is dead now because they killed him. The only gentleman that was commissioned by the Vatican to study the Dead Sea Scrolls that was found in the Qumran caves. Why have they released that to the public? They released 7 documents. They found over 300. Where are the other documents from the Dead Sea Scrolls? What are the Dead Sea Scrolls? The Dead Sea Scrolls violated and destroyed everything that you believe. That's why they cannot release it. The Dead Sea Scrolls destroys everything that you believe. I cannot, as I've been saying for 20 years, if I told you what I know, we would not be friends. I guarantee it. If I told you what I know today, with the limited stuff I know, there is not a soul that is listening to the sound of my voice that we would be friends. If I told you the truth, we would not be friends. So I'm praying that you find it yourself. Because if you pray the prayer that I pray, Father, I don't care what the truth is, but I just want to know it. If you pray that prayer, I'll strap in. Because then you will find apotheology. The two things that is prohibiting the flow of wealth into your life easily and effortlessly. Money flows. Why does money flow into my life easily and easily and effortlessly, Doc. Why? Because of the pleroma, brother. Well, Doc, what is the pleroma? Well, brother, the pleroma is another word for the pater in Greek, where we get the word father. And in the book of James, it says, all good gifts comes down from the father of light. You are a light, brother. You are a photon. In the book of James, it says that there's a power that comes down from above. It is first. The demons will not allow you to look at the definition of the word first, because that means photon in the original text. Photon. That's what you are. You are a package of light that's trapped inside of a dirt suit. I've been saying that for 20 years. Now, unfortunately, them demons will not allow you to read that, because then that would make you ask the next good question. Because the Bible says all good gifts. So that means some gifts are not good. So all good gifts come down from the Father of lights, according to James chapter 1, verse 17. So James 1:17 says that the word father, which means pater, which means pleroma, which means a sender of a signal. So the Father of heavenly light. So if there is some heavenly light, there are unheavenly lights. So my question to you, my anointed brother, my question to you, my beautiful sister, which light are you? Which light are you? Are you a heavenly light or are you an unheavenly light? According to James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, with whom there is no change or shifting in shadow. There is no darkness in the big G that I serve. Now, the little G, them suckers are bipolar. Them suckers, they have the law of polarity. They don't have the law of oneness. I used to hang out with them. They was all right. They was cool. I liked those dudes. But now I'm on a higher level, bruh. I elevated my game. I recommend you do the same thing. Well, Brother Will, what game is that? That's the game of the pleroma. See, the pleroma sends emissions. That means it's a frequency. Now, let me ask the question. How does a river flow? How does a river flow, brother? How does a river flow? How does a water flow? It flows through the path of least resistance. The word emanation means the act of emanating. This is what the Father does. The word emanating means to flow out. Father, touch the minds of your people. The word emanation is a freaking spring, bruh. It's nonstop all day, every freaking day. So the only way that you're not wealthy, the only way that you're not healthy, the only way that you're not wise is you are prohibiting the flow of God into your life. Now, I'm going to ask you the question. What the hell are you doing, bro? Get out the way, man. And let the emanation emerge. That's what the word father in the... So there is no such thing as poverty. There is no such thing as devils and doctrines and demons and all of that stuff. Those are man-made creations by the little G's that create polarity to get you to fight against yourself and to destroy your own self. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. I understand. It's cool. Hang out there with peasants. But one day, not today, but one day, not today, but one day, you're going to wake up and you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're going to step into the flow, and then you're going to know. When you step into the flow, that's when you know. And it's not until you step into the flow, my brother. It's not until you step into the flow, my sister, that you begin to know. Now, I don't know what all of these other Pope creeds are doing. I ain't doing that no more. I used to do it. And God say, Brother Will, you got a good heart, brother. But you still got it. You still are disrespecting yourself while you're respecting someone else. Well, Doc, what do you mean? What do you mean, Father? The Father said, Son, you never learned my true nature. Because the person that was beating you with that rod had a Bible in their hand, and you associated that with me. Your earthly father did a poor job. He was never around, so you don't think I'm around. So you got trust issues, son. If you could learn how to trust me, if you could learn how to depend on me, if you could learn how to walk in my shadow, because your name means Bethesiel, in the shadow of God. That's why I put you in my shadow. The universe will provide. Because the universe is a constant flow of the unlimited power that comes from me. Ain't a freaking demon in hell. There is no shade and no shadow. There is no darkness in the big G, bruh. Ain't no such thing as no damn poverty. Ain't no such thing as no freaking disease. Ain't no such thing as ignorance. Ain't no such thing as no bad relationship. Those are all demonic, Luciferian constructs. The day that you see that there is no problem, change your perspective. The problem is that you think that there is a problem. All money flows to me easily and effortlessly. That's the principle of God. The big one, not the little one. Now, the little one, he got this bipolar shizness going around. He got you telling, hey, if you do A, I do B. You don't do B, you don't get A. Look up the definition of the word pleroma. Please, go to the original text. Or, if you for real. Now, if you for real, oh, you for real? Oh, read the pyramid text. Oh, you like for real? Read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Oh, like you like for real? Read the Book of Thoth, which is the Book of Thought. And you will find something that would not let you sleep at night. Your ass will be up every night at 3 o'clock in the morning, just like me, for the rest of your life. So I don't advise you to read it unless you for real. And if you are for real, read those three books. You ain't got to read them. Just ask the Father. If you for real, just ask the Father. Father, what's in those three books? Father, why is John Allegro dead? Why did he mysteriously slip off a train after he went to the Vatican and told the Vatican, hey, I'm going to tell the people the truth. What was in the Dead Sea Scrolls that was recovered in 1948 that cost John Allegro his life? His daughter is online. She got a YouTube video out. She's in hiding. Do y'all want to know the truth or y'all want to play games? That's what I thought. This is the hidden science behind the freaking smoke and mirrors that you call religion. The word religion means rely I on. The word religion means that you're relying upon something outside of yourself, which means that you're violating and you're vexing the Holy Spirit. The ability of vexing the Holy Spirit, grieving the Holy Spirit, means that you're not oscillating and vibrating in the thing that curls your toes, that makes you excited, that wakes you up in the morning, that animates the body. Your body is not animated because you're not doing it with me. Are you pissing off people? Are you yelling and screaming in people's ears? And please, I wish this fool would shut up. Are you doing that? You're not doing that? You ain't pissing nobody off today? Oh, you're not animated. You're not animated, brother, because you ain't found something that when you find it, you're like, what the? This cannot be true. Let me close with the Gospel of Thomas. Let me close with this, because I'm going to be here all day. Y'all got me worked up. Y'all got my nerves bad. I'm just playing. Let's close with the Gospel of Thomas. Now, there's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but there's supposed to be five, the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas says that something's going to happen when you find the truth. The Gospel of Thomas says that when you find it, you're going to be vexed. Why would you be vexed, bruh? Why would you be vexed? Why would you be concerned? It says, and let me pull this up, because this is a cookie boy. It says, these are the secret sayings of the living Jesus, not the dead one, and Didymus, which means twin, Judas Thomas. Now, I did the whole series on Didymus Thomas. Oh, you didn't listen to that series? I got 12 hours. 12 hours I talked about Didymus Thomas. It's a cookie blower, but you know what? Hey, that's for priests, not for peasants. Verse number one, and he said, whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. Will not taste death. Death. Thank you, Father. That I will not taste death. Why? I discovered the sayings, the teachings, the metaphysics, the science behind these sayings. If you understand this, you won't taste death. That's why when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't feel no death. I take all demons, big ones, little ones, small ones, medium-sized ones. I take all comers. Why? Verse 2, Gospel of Thomas. Jesus said, not Matthew, not Mark, not Luke, not Thomas, not John, not Paul. How the hell them fools got more books in the Bible than Jesus? I don't know. Do you? Yeah, go ask Constantine. He know. Jesus said, those who seek shall not seeking until they find. I've been seeking since I was freaking 8 years old when my mama died by this fool who had a Bible in their hand. She didn't die for no accident, dude. She was murdered. Do you know how it is to watch as a little boy, your mother, be murdered? I don't know if you understand my passion. I don't think you do. But Jesus said, when you start down this road, you can't stop seeking until you find it. And I found it. And this will happen to me, and this will happen to you. That's what I'm telling you. Don't read the pyramid text. Don't read the Egyptian book of the dead. Don't pray the prayer of truth unless you're serious. Because if you do, you're going to freaking destroy your life. You're going to destroy your job. You're probably going to destroy your marriage. You ain't going to have no friends. Your ass going to be up late at night. Because when you find the truth, brother, the truth's going to set you free. You won't play church no more. Jesus said this, those who seek shall not stop seeking until they find it. And when they do find it, number one, they will be disturbed. So if you got something that you believe that you ain't disturbed, you ain't got the truth. Number two, when they are disturbed, they will marvel. So if you're not sitting back and doing like what I'm doing right now, like, this can't be true. Oh, hell no. What the is going on? Are you serious? If you're not doing that right now, what you got ain't the truth. When they are disturbed, then they will marvel. Then after that, after you are disturbed, brother, after you marvel, sister, then according to the Gospel of Thomas, verse 2, and according to Jesus, whom you say you serve, you will reign over all. Not some. You will reign over wealth. You will reign over health. You will reign over wisdom. You will reign. And after you have reigned, you will find abundance or what they call rest. That's what Jesus said. So if you haven't went through that three-step process, bruh, if you haven't went through that three-step process, sis, star. You know that the word sister has the word sis, I-S, and the word star. So all of my beautiful women out there, if you're a female, pat yourself on the back right now. If you're a woman, especially if you're an African-American woman, I got mad respect for you. I'm going to give you a hand clap right now. If you are a woman, you are a star. Because the word sister has the word star in it. It's S-I-S-T-A-R. You are a sis star. I don't even want to tell you what that means. Because if I told you what it means, you would not freaking believe me. And you walk around and you let some dude treat you like trash. Man, if you don't get a grip, carry yourself with worth and value, woman. You're a woman of God. If you are not disturbed, and if you are not marveling, and if you are not reigning over demons and devils, you don't have the truth. I'm out. Brothers and sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. Actually, his name is Ayah Asher Ayah. That's his real name. I am that I am. Ayah Asher Ayah. That's the original name in the original Coptic text before Constantine freaking watered it down and manipulated. But that's another study for another time. Brothers and sisters, may the Ruach and the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just. I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.